Parshas Nitzavim is the parsha which is always read the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah opens up in Parshas Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. And the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Zohar Rishonim, point out that the word Hayom, the day, anytime it's used in Tanakh as a reference to the day of Rosh Hashanah, the greatest day of the year, the first day of the year, the day that we're all waiting and pining for. Atem, Nitzavim, Hayom, we are standing at the cusp of the greatest day on the Jewish calendar. And that's the Shabbos that we are preparing for, and that's the parsha we read. But how do we prepare for Rosh Hashanah Haba Aleinu Latova? What is it in this pasuk, in this parsha, that comes to prepare us for Rosh Hashanah Haba Aleinu Latova? It's the very next pasuk. Atem, Nitzavim, Hayom, Kulchem. When Klal Yisrael's together, when we're a united front, when we're a Tzibur, when we're an Eda, when we're a Kahol, when we're a Kihila, when we come together, we band together from all walks and ways of life, all types and stripes, we come together, Kulchem. That's the way we come into Rosh Hashanah, that's how we act on Rosh Hashanah. We're united, we're together, incredible camaraderie. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. And when you look at the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and the tefillos of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, it's all about kulchem, coming together. Look at the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu. Chatanu lefanecha, ein lanu melech ata, asei imanu leman shmecha, all b'lashon rabim, all in plural, because when we daven Rosh Hashanah, when we daven in the Yom Nerayim, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we're davening for all of Klal Yisrael, for all of us to be successful, to receive sustenance and bounty, and all of the spiritual desires and the physical needs that we have, we are waiting for them to come true, not just for us, not just for our family, not just for our community, but for all of Klal Yisrael. And the inserts that we add to Shmona Esrei during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva speaks to this as well. Zochreinu lechayim, melech chafetz b'chayim v'kosveinu. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember all of Klal Yisrael. Write all of Klal Yisrael in the Book of Life. Mi chamocha av horachamim zocha yitzurav. All of creation, all of mankind. Uksov lechayim tovim kol b'nei b'risecha. All Jewry should come together. B'sefer chayim bracha v'shalom parnasa tovim nizachar v'nikasiv lefanecha anachnu v'chol amcha beis Yisrael. All of the Jewish people, all of Klal Yisrael. Thus on Rosh Hashanah, it's kulchem. The avoda, the work, the success of Rosh Hashanah can't just be looked at in our own personal lives, when we're in our own homes, in our own communities, but we have to look out to all of Klal Yisrael and join and be united front with all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously explained to his students that a way to be zochet badin, to merit a favorable judgment on the Rosh Hashanah, is to be an ish harabim tzrichim lo, to be a person who the klal needs. Because when I'm part of the tzibur, and when the shul needs me, when the schools need me, when the yeshivas need me, when my family needs me, I'm such an integral and critical person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we need this individual. We need him, we need her, we need them. Thus, we have to be part of community, part of kehila, part of eda, part of kulchem, the success. The success of Yom and Merayim is when we're together. And thus, that's what the pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Do you know when we're children of Hashem? Not when we're a ben. Not when we're a bas, singular, but Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, when all of Klal Yisrael come together. If you take a look in the Sefer Nesivos Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, he points out to another critical hayom that we find in Tanakh. It's actually in the end of Malachim. And it's the Haftorah for Parshas Vayera, the famous story of the Isha HaShunamis, the Shunammite woman, the woman who was barren. And as she was sitting in her house speaking to her husband, she saw, and the pasuk says, Vayihi Hayom. And it was on that day, and the Zohar HaKadosh explains, it was Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Vayihi Hayom. It was that very, very special day. The story takes place here in Malachim Beis, Perek Dal, the Isha HaShunamis, on that day, Hayom. And what happened? Vayavor Elisha El Shunam, the great prophet, the great Navi, Elisha was passing through the city of Shunam. Visham Isha Didola Vatechazakbo. There was a great woman who lived there, who witnessed Elisha the prophet traveling through the city. And what did this great woman turn to Elisha and say? Please, enter our home. Please, can I serve you? And she inspires and tells her husband, Hinene Adati Ki Ish Elohim Kadoshu. There's a holy Jew, a man of God who is spending time in our vicinity, in our constituency, in our city of Shunam. What should we do for him? Says the Isha Shunamis, Nasena Alias Kir Ketana, Venasim Lo Shamita, Vishulchan, Vikise Minora, Vahay Bavoy Lenu Yasur Shama. Let's make for him a little private studio, an apartment. We'll have a bed for him, a chair for him, everything that he needs. And they turn to Elisha and they invite him in. And Elisha sleeps the night and he is so moved by the hospitality, the hachnasas orchim, that day Elisha turns to his right-hand man, to his apprentice, to his servant, Gehazi. And he says to Gehazi, go ask this woman, the Isha Shunamis, what can we do for her? And listen to the language of the pasuk. Vayomelo says, Elisha, to Gehazi, Emunola, Hine Charato Lenas, Kola Charadozos, you have helped us so much. Thank you for inviting me into your home when I'm traveling through your city. Malasos Lach, what can I do for you? Hayesh Lach, Lidaber Lach El Hamelech, can I speak to the king for you? Says the Zohar Kodesh, it's referring to Melech, Malachiam Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch, it's Rosh Hashanah Hayom. Can I speak to the king for you on your behalf? I'll take care of you, I'll grant you anything that you need. What does the Isha Shunamis respond? Says the Isha HaShunamis in famous four words. Besoch Ami Anochi Yosheves. It's Rosh Hashanah today. It's the day of Hayom. I don't want you to call me out specifically, uniquely, individually. Hayom is Kulchem. Besoch Ami Anochi Yosheves. I want to be with my people. I don't want to be unique. I don't want to be individualized. I don't want to be personalized. I want to be part of my nation. Atem Mitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Because the avod of Rosh Hashanah, the success of Rosh Hashanah, the way there will be Zoche Bedin on Rosh Hashanah is a kulchem. It's Isha Rabim Tzrichim, it's being part of the community. Besoch Ami Anochi Yosheves, says the Isha Shunamis, and explains in the Nesivos Shalom, that's the success of a Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Svarim explained, that being part of the Tzibur, part of Klal Yisrael, that's going to be the way that we're going to succeed. When I look out for my friend, when I take care of others, it's the ultimate of all of Yiddishkeit, of all of Judaism, being part of a community, looking out for others, being part of the tzibur. It's for that reason that many Bali Musar, Rabbanim of yesteryear, refused to take an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. They didn't want to be on their own. They didn't want to have their name called out. They wanted to be amongst the cloud of Yisrael Salanter, Talmidim Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the altar of Kelim and others. They didn't want to be in the special spot. They didn't want to be in the limelight. They didn't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu looking more carefully at my case and at my situation. But I want to be part of the people, because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at me as part of the cloud, we know that there's a guarantee for success, for a future. Cloud Yisrael is guaranteed to succeed. There'll be a tomorrow. There'll be a future. We will succeed. The individual, the yachid, there are no promises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But if you're klarat of Klal Yisrael, there's destiny, there's a future, there's going to be an end of days, and if I'm part of the Jewish people, I will be successful. Thus, atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, besoch ami anochi yosheves hayom, on that day. But the pasuk doesn't end. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, says the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. The pasuk continues, and what does it say after kulchem? Rosheichem, shivteichem, ziknechem, shotreichem, kol ish Yisrael. Tapchem, nesheichem, v'gercha sher b'kerb machanecha, mechotei v'tzachat shoyt memecha. It's true you're a unit. It's true you're a klal. It's true you're a tzibur. It's true you have camaraderie and you're coming together. But don't forget about individuality. Don't forget about the yachid. And thus, rosheichem, shivteichem, ziknechem, the elders, the heads of communities, the chiefs of tribes, mechotev meimecha, choy vimecha, the small people, the water carriers, and the wood choppers. Every Jew has a place, and thus the second element of Rosh Hashanah is not just being part of the klal, but looking at yourself and seeing, where am I? How has my year been? Where am I headed? Am I rosheichem, shivteichem, ziknechem? Am I shotreichem? Where do I fall? Chotev meimecha, shoev meimecha. What am I doing? Am I living up to my values? Am I succeeding with my specific areas of success and my characteristic traits? Where am I? Who am I? What am I all about? And thus, part and parcel of the avod of Rosh Hashanah is kulchem, coupled with being a yachid and being an individual. And it's for that reason that the refrain that repeats itself throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is tshuva, tfila utstaka, ma'avirin es roa ha'gezera. And what's unique about those three tshuvas, very personal. Tefillah is very personal. Tzedakah is very personal. What I give to tzedakah, you don't know. What I daven and ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's between me and Hashem. My tshuva is different than your tshuva. It's a whole different experience. And it's for that reason that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't have Aliyah L'Regel. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash, that's specific for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's when Klal Yisrael united and are together. Pesach, there's the Seder. Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah. Sukkot, we sit outside together in our Sukkos. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are personalized, are individual, are most to taking a look at who we are, what we're about, and thus the couple that we are shooting for and trying to succeed on Rosh Hashanah is this pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Be part of Klal Yisrael, but at the same time, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Zekneichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, make sure that we're living our own lives successfully. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Im ein ani li mili. If not for myself, who am I? Nobody's going to take care of me. I can't do tshuva for somebody else, and nobody else can do tshuva for me. I can't rely on somebody else to give tzedakah and to daven for me. It may not lini mili. I need to take care of myself. I need to be responsible for my own actions. But uchshani la'atzmi ma'ani. If I'm only looking out for myself, what's it worth? Kulchem, I need to be part of Klal Yisrael. And that is what the Maharal Prague explains is the pshat in the Gemara Misachas Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah says, Kol ha'olam omrim lefon of kivnei maron. And Rosh Hashanah, all of Klal Yisrael come in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kivnei maron. And the Tanayim, Amoraim argue, what does it mean, kivnei maron? And listen to what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Daf yirches aman aleph, a three-way machlokes Amoraim. Kivnei maron can mean kivnei amarna. Rashi understands kivnei amarna hakvasim shimonim osan l'asran. A shepherd counts his sheep in the tens, in the hundreds, in the thousands. Kivnei amarna, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as a mass, as a totality. How is he or she doing generally? Are they doing okay? Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a very general look to make sure that we're managing, that we're part of the tzibur. But then the second level says the Maharal, Reish Lakish Amar Kemailos Beis Maron. If you've ever been to the city of Meron, to Har Meron, you know it's a very steep, tall mountain. And to get up, says Rashi, a seh, a keves, an animal can only go one at a time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah Kivnei Maron looks at us at like that sheep that goes up Mount Meron slowly, carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees every blemish and every misform and every mistake and every imperfection is seen the same way that Seh climbs up the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, how is this person doing? So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us generally and globally, not so carefully. That's stage one. But stage two is Kivnei Maron, like Mount Meron, carefully, cautiously, meticulously. And finally, the last opinion in the Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kechayolos Shel Beis David, like the soldiers in the army of David, and every army we know has a general, has an officer, has a lieutenant, has a chief of staff, and every single officer, and every single general, and every single sergeant and lieutenant has a critical role, but they're only as successful as they're able to work together. And the third level of judgment on Rosh Hashanah is not just the tzibur, not just as a yachid, but how do we work with people? Are we fulfilling our role and successfully partnering and working well with others? That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem on the one hand, but on the other hand, Kol Ish Yisrael. On the one hand, it's Kibnei Amarna generally. On the other hand, it's Kachayolos Shel Beis David. The avod of Rosh Hashanah is making sure on the one hand, we're part of the tzibur, we're a part of the klal. We're an ish harabim tzrichim lo, making sure we're helping others. We're supporting institutions. We're working for other people, volunteering, helping others, reaching out to other people to be part of the tzibur, to be part of the klal, to be part of the kulchem. But on the other hand, it's Kol Ish Yisrael, so we have to look into our own lives. We can't just help others and volunteer for other people and not look into our own lives and making sure that we're perfecting ourselves. Kol Ish Yisrael. That's the avoda of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Parshas Nitzavim is read Hayom. And that's what exactly what the Isha Shunami says to her husband on that very day of Hayom. She tells him, "Besoch ami anochi yoshevas, I'm with my people. We need to be with our people, but we need to be looking after ourselves." But there's one other thing that we need to do on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the pasuk says, the end of Parshas Nitzavim. Im yeni dachacha b'kzei Hashemayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha v'sham yikachecha. If a Jew will be found in the way, way far-fledged corners of heaven, from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will collect us. And the Baal Shem Tov asks on that pasuk, if a refugee will be at the ends of heaven, the pasuk should say, if a Jew will be found at the end of the earth, there Hashem will collect you. What does it mean? That if a Jew will be stuck or found at the end of the heavens, is that really true? It's b'ktzei ha'aretz. Says the Baal Shem Tov, there's a third critical element of success on Rosh Hashanah. Number one, tzibur. Number two, yachid. But number three, mi'ani dacha b'kzei ha'shamayim, a Jew has to be heavenly. And if a Jew is part and parcel of heaven, if he has an asham and he's working with his soul and he's in contact with his soul, misham yikabetzcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will collect you. We have to be heavenly people. We have to intact and touch our soul. We have to come in contact with our neshama. We have to be heavenly people as well. We have to be mispalalim. We have to be lomdei Torah. We have to be anashim that are osek in chesed and gemilus chasodim. This is the trilogy, this is the tripod, this is the critical pyramid as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and live through the two holy days of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and climaxing with Yom Kippur. Be a kulchem person, be a rabbin person, be a besoch ami anochi yosheves person, part of Klal Yisrael, helping the Jewish people, not living sequestered and quarantined in my own home, in my own house, not thinking about others. But number two, thinking about myself and making sure I'm not oblivious to who I am and where I need to work and what I need to do. And finally, of course, b'ktzei ha'shamayim, be a heavenly person. Connect with your soul. Be a spiritual being. Learn Torah, study Torah, daven Hashem, and try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we can. If we're able to work in these three areas, a kulchem, a yachid, a shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to successfully prepare in the coming 7 days as we prepare for the yom, the great day, the hayom of Rosh Hashanah. And from there we to be able to succeed.